This goes to Dr. Thara Maranha. I will spell it. T-H-A-R-U-M, like Mary, A-R-A-H-A-H. Fax is 989-772-6784. Regarding Gail Pfeiffer, P-I-F-E-F, like Frank, E-R, P-I-F-E-R. Her date of birth is 9-17 of 1955. Dear Dr. Thara Maraha, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Pfeiffer with stage 3A chronic kidney disease after an acute kidney injury with nausea, vomiting, and poor oral intake last summer. Also hypertension and type 2 diabetes. She is feeling much better currently. Her weight is stable. Her creatinine levels have remained 1.1 for the last two times they were checked, most recently on 127 of 23, with estimated GFR now at 55. And she currently denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no current edema or claudication symptoms, no rashes. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Lisinopril is 20 milligram daily. And she's on diabetic medications and Plavix. Also magnesium, 250 milligram once a day. Physical examination, her weight is 219 pounds. That's about a 3-pound difference since her last visit of August 16th of this year. And blood pressure is 136 over 76. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 27th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.1, which is probably her new baseline. Estimated GFR is 55. Albumin is 3.8, calcium 9.7, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 4.1, hemoglobin 10.7, normal white count, normal platelets. And she has had a low hemoglobin ever since the acute kidney injury. Hemoglobin in August is 10.4, and July 1st of 2022, the hemoglobin was 9.9. So it is slowly improving. It has normal sized cells, so etiology is unclear of the anemia. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3A chronic kidney disease following acute kidney injury, a pre-renal acute tubular necrosis that has resolved. Hypertension is currently at goal. Anemia of unknown etiology. We've asked the patient to check iron studies, retic count, B12, and folic acid, also ferritin, when she does her next labs, which would be in April of this year. We would like her to do her renal labs every 3 months from this point forward, since they have stabilized. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.